The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. Really quick, Jez, would you like to explain the new dance move that Sabrina Carpenter right there did at her LA show?
It's very risque. And how do I explain it? Let's see. She uses the microphone as a prop. That means...
What do you mean? Like a prop for what?
A prop that could be seen as something else.
Like what? What do you mean? Like a kite or...
A possible bedroom
scenario. Seen as like a rolling pin that you'd be baking with?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's just say it's voucher related.
What, like a 2-for-1 at Safeway?
Yeah, at the concession stand there at the show?
Yeah.
Not that kind of voucher, like birthday voucher.
I'm not following. So, like, what's she doing with the mic? I don't get it.
Can I even...
Graham, she got down on her knees.
Okay. Maybe she was tired?
No, and she was acting like she was... To Jess's point, fulfilling someone's birthday voucher with the microphone as what she was.
Selena, this is a fit.
Hey, we're on the radio.
I know, Sabrina Carpenter. This is a family show, you sicko.
Wow.
Can you believe our sweet little Sabrina Carpenter did that on stage?
What do you think the average age of a Sabrina Carpenter concert goer is?
Ooh, I was just there. Young. They're young.
That's what I'm saying. This is like, I don't know, 13, 14?
Yes.
But I will say this is not new for her. This isn't the only time that she's done something like this, because for her song Juno, there's a certain part where she says, want to try out some freaky positions, and she does.
Some what?
Have you ever tried this one? And then she does something.
Why do you say positions with a U instead of a... Positions.
That's very fitting for this conversation.
That was scary.
Hey, we're on the radio.
Does it bother you guys that she'll do, like, you know, something like this?
I'm not
mad at it. I just wouldn't take, like, although I did take my daughter to it. But it doesn't really bother me. You just have to know what you're getting into if you're taking your kids.
Okay.
I think you have to know your audience. And some, like, you can, of course.
I think,
like,
you have to know the music you're going to go see performed live. She sings about this stuff.
Yeah, but shouldn't she know her audience? It's a two-way street.
Okay, now let me ask you this, because we've seen a lot of parents be upset at that, right?
Yeah.
Now, on the other hand, there's a lot of people that are upset at the parents that are taking their young girls to watch Sabrina Carpenter and are taking them in lingerie, because they're like, how are you letting your young girls wear the lingerie?
What the hell?
To a Sabrina Carpenter concert.
That's a little weird.
Like, because you know how she wears those, like, I guess they're called, like, the baby dolls?
Yes.
So she wears those on stage. So there are moms that will take their girls to the concert in outfits that look like that.
I don't like that.
Well, not everything has to be sexualized, you sickos. But then she does it when she gets down on her, you know, and then does with the mic and the thing and the...
Hey, we're on the radio.
Sorry, Becky.
Wow. This makes me like Sabrina Carpenter a million times more.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it's fun. Yeah. Well, it's fun for the of age listeners or
fans,
because there's a person on TikTok that is literally compiling every single position that Sabrina Carpenter has done at every single tour stop and is making, like, a calendar of it.
That's good.
That's good. I want that. Solid. We have to get that. That's my... I'm going to add that to my Christmas list. Maybe Santa will bring it to me. Graham. Oh, we didn't do the first talkback of the day. Sorry.
Nope.
I got carried away with Sabrina Carpenter there. Let's get to the first talkback of the day.
Yo, what's up, JV Show? Boy, nobody special. Okay, Steve. Hope I'm the first talkback of the day. It is currently 3:39 a.m. And I looked at the podcast from yesterday morning, and it said proposal regrets. And I realized that towards the end of... You know, your conversation about it, I left, you know, to talk back about, like, my proposal to my fiance, and I don't regret it at all. I was like, oh, damn, maybe I left the wrong topic. Anyway, bye.
So, a little bit to unpack there. Yeah, yesterday we were talking about proposal regrets. As Selena, you were talking about how most people had two things that they would like to have changed from their proposal,
yes,
their marriage proposal, if they could do it over again. And wow. So many talkbacks. Apparently everyone had a crappy proposal, except for our buddy there, Nobody Special, a.k.a. Steve, because he left a couple talkbacks yesterday, and the reason they didn't get aired is because he had a great proposal, and everything worked out fine, and he was all happy. So, yeah, you were a little off topic. That's why we didn't play why we didn't play your talkbacks yesterday. But also, we got so many yesterday. So many. Thank you to everybody that left one yesterday.
Too.
We didn't get to play even a tenth of them because there were a lot of really bad proposals out there.
Really entertaining to listen to. Go back and podcast yesterday's show as well. It was really good hearing from everyone. Graham, what do you want to talk about here?
Move over, snakes on a plane, because a bunch of hamsters just said, hold my beer, or hold our
beers. Oh my God,
beers.
Little hamster beers. Imagine that.
Yeah, and then like they grabbed like their little paws.
Do you think they're drinking it like out of a mug, like it's on tap, or like cans? But how do you guys imagine
like
hamsters
dressed in, like,
drinking
little
their beer?
Lederhosen,
oh
like it's like
God.
A little...
Yes, it's Oktoberfest.
A little Oktoberfest for hamsters.
Oh my God, I'm losing it right now. It's
so
cute.
A plane had to be grounded in Portugal for 4 days after 132 hamsters all escaped on board.
Oh my God.
They say they were there in the cargo hold with a bunch of other animals that were traveling. It's like being delivered to pet stores. I'm not quite convinced of that, but
you think they were just like hamster smuggling or something?
I don't know.
You think it's some...
That's an awful lot of hamsters. Like, hey, you go to a pet store, what do they got? 4 or 5? Ooh, 132 of them were sticking on a plane.
Maybe to multiple pet stores.
Even still, 132. That's a lot of hamsters. When's the last time you heard somebody get a pet hamster? Oh, wait, Selena.
Oh, Selena.
That was a long time ago, okay?
And what happened to it?
It died of natural causes.
Ooh.
We had it for
a
few
that one
years.
That you threw down the trash heap. But we don't need to get into that.
I didn't know it was hibernating.
We don't need to get it. That one was dead. You know, I'll have your back.
I hope so.
I guarantee it was dead. It would have woken up. At least you would have heard it scream on the way down the chute.
Anyways, back to the plane.
They
had off topic.
They had to ground this plane for 4 days as officials had to track down each and every last hamster because they're worried they'd get in there and start chewing on electrical wiring and stuff like that.
Oh.
And it could mess with the safe operation of the plane. And eventually they were able to recapture all of the hamsters.
Oh, so they didn't make it up to where the people were.
I don't think people were on the flight and then like hamsters start crawling out of the armrests.
That would have been so cute.
Ah! Yeah, right. People would have lost their minds.
I would have got at least two and put them
in my bag. You guys wouldn't have liked that?
Hamsters crawling out and falling down from the overhead bins.
I think
and
that's cute. Like, I would love that. They should have just gave a hamster or two to every person and had them just like babysit
true.
It.
You would have lost your mind. If you're on a flight and you're like dozing off and then you feel something crawling up you... You would have lost your...
I would have been scared at first, but once you see it's a cute, cuddly hamster, who could be mad at that?
Yeah, right. You would have kicked that thing all the way up into first class.
No, I wouldn't have.
You mean to tell me a rodent crawls up your leg
it's
while you're on a plane?
It's a hamster, not a rat.
A hamster is a rodent.
But they're cuter.
Yeah, thank you.
Very slightly.
No.
A lot.
Yes.
Cuter.
Lot. What's the difference between a hamster and a guinea pig? My sister had a guinea pig.
Guinea
we
pigs are so cute. They're just bigger. Giant hamsters. They're so cute, though.
A guinea pig's bigger.
Yes.
Ew, I saw some restaurant.
Yeah, I've eaten guinea pig before.
You have?
Yeah.
Seriously?
They eat it in...
It's a traditional Peruvian delicacy.
What? They call it gooey. Right?
Have you tried it?
No, I haven't.
Can't
remember. I don't think I could.
Can't remember, but I tried it.
And how was it?
It was pretty good.
Oh my God.
It's not something I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to get back and have some more guinea pig stew or whatever it was, you know, but like, whatever.
I know, I can't even look at you the same.
Yeah, you guys out there killing cows is so much better.
Good point.
Yeah, that's true.
You got
me there. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So I know it's early here, but you know... The time difference halfway across the world or across the world. Liam Payne's funeral is going on right now just outside of London. His coffin just arrived in a horse-drawn carriage not too long ago to a church in Amersham. The rest of the guys from One Direction, they are there in attendance as well as Liam's girlfriend, Simon Cowell, is there. James Corden is there. And I saw the most heartbreaking picture of his parents just sobbing as he was carried inside.
Good.
Tough stuff.
A couple of quick NBA things to get you caught up on. First, after starting the season with 15 consecutive wins, the Cleveland Cavaliers finally lost their first game. They fell to the Boston Celtics last night. In other news, Lakers rookie Dalton Knecht set an NBA record last night for most three-pointers made by a rookie with 9. He hit 9 three-pointers in a game, which is crazy. And our Golden State Warriors will be hosting the Atlanta Hawks tonight at Chase Center. Go basketball!
Woo! The atmospheric river arrives today.
Is that your scary voice?
Yeah.
Try it again.
Okay. The atmospheric river arrives today.
Oh
higher
elevation.
Oh,
Sesame Street character.
Yeah.
Higher elevation. precipitation areas in the North Bay, such as Santa Rosa and Napa, are expected to receive the most rain. Sorry, Graham. Here are some of the cities also likely to see rain. San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley, and San Jose. Be careful when you're driving or just don't leave the house at all.
Yeah, I just looked at the radar thing or whatever. The North Bay is going to get hammered. Everywhere else, people in San Jose are going to be like, well, I don't see any rain at all. And we're just going to be taking a pounding up there. Hey, Pisces besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. Today, it's all about love. The next 2-decade phase with Pluto in Aquarius. You guys know about that?
Yeah,
it's going for 2 decades, I guess. Shines on profound changes, transformations, and cycles. It's time to start laying the groundwork for your long-term relationship plans and goals.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Does that mean proposal today after work?
Are you a Pisces besties?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Pisces bestie.
Wow.
Cool or not? This is something we do every Wednesday. We throw some things out and we ask, cool or not? Cool or not, our buddy Graham here.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving out one teeny tiny detail about that 500-pound stove that dropped in his toe. You guys remember that last week? His toe exploded.
Yeah, my big toe got mushed, you guys. It's still gross looking.
Cool or not, he was barefoot as he was doing that.
Oh, my Graham.
What do you guys wear when you're moving large-scale appliances?
Something.
My teal stow boots, of course.
Did you say teal stow?
I mean steel.
Steel toe.
Steel toe.
I'll be grabbing that.
Isn't there something you're supposed to be, something like for protection?
Look, it would have been, yes, it would probably, in hindsight, it would have been smarter to have my boots on, right? But here's the deal. This house I'm building right now, it's like just about done. It's just about finished. And the last thing I want to do is like clomping through on the new floors in my boots. So I take them off when I go into the house. Then, as I was starting to push and pull and move this big stove around that was getting stuck between the countertops, and I was trying to, you know, wedge this thing in there, I had to take my socks off because the socks were too slippery on the floor. I wasn't getting enough grip, you know, as I was trying to shove this thing in. So then, yes, I was at that point, completely barefoot.
Oh.
And yes, I dropped the stove right on my toe.
Wow.
And yes, the whole thing's black and blue, and that nail is clinging on
not
for dear life.
Cool. How did you not go to the doctor after that?
That's what a lot of people in my DMs are like, even if it's a fracture, you got to go get it fixed because
anything, though.
Here's what I do. Yeah, that's what I mean. What, are they going to put me in that funny sandal-looking shoe for like 6 weeks? I ain't wearing that thing.
They're just like, it's broken, and send you on your way. You already know that, so what are they going to do?
Put some ice on it.
I got home, I took out a can of Ignore It, and I sprayed it all over it, and I feel better.
Like, good.
Ignore it.
It's all mental, you know?
That's what I think. I don't think it's broken. I mean, I'm hoping it's not because I can walk a lot better. It's just the top of, you touch the top of my toe.
Ooh.
Oh, very painful.
Oh.
But the walking part's gotten a lot better. So, confidence is high.
Good.
I think cool.
I'm going not cool.
I'm going to say not cool as well.
Graham, what do you have?
What do you guys think? Cool or not? I fell for one of our company's fishing emails.
I don't like that they do this. Trying to catch us slipping.
I don't know if you listening, your company does this, but yeah, they try to send you these like scammy emails just to see if you click the links, and then it brings you to a screen that's like, ha ha ha, gotcha,
you
dummy.
Just got pranked.
You just got fished. Fished with a PH. Anyways, I've been having a lot of trouble with my computers here, and so I have like a ticket in to our engineering department to fix it, and I've got probably 40 emails going back and forth like, your ticket's been opened, your ticket's been moved to this engineer, now your ticket's over here at this engineer, nope, they've kicked it back over here because they can't figure it out, and now this engineer's got, and probably just this long string. I get an email every day about something about the ticket. Well, if one of them says, I got one the other day. It's like, oh, your issue's been confirmed that it's been fixed. And I was like, ain't nothing been fixed yet. Watch this. I'm gonna leave them a message and let them know. And I clicked the thing and it was like, you just got fished.
Oh,
you clicked
no.
on something. I'm like, what are you doing?
Wow.
I was so mad yesterday. I was so, because I'm so mad, one, that they haven't fixed the stupid thing that I've been asking them to fix for months now. And I thought maybe after 13 different engineers, both locally and nationally, have examined my problem, that something would happen. And then when I got that email that said it was fixed and I checked it again and to see that it hadn't, I was like, uh-oh, watch this. I'm going to go leave some mean comments in here because, you know, there's a little box where you can write the comments. And no, I got fished instead.
I'm going to say not cool because you are the reason we have to do all these trainings about not clicking on spam emails.
You are?
I've never fallen. That's the very first one I've ever fallen for. And they do one of these like one a week, and I've never fallen for them. And this one, they like really preyed on my weakness because of the stupid engineering
problem. I think I've only fallen for one once.
I never have. The other ones look...
I don't open my emails.
The other ones look too stupid. Yeah, and I don't ever do it. So I'm going, not cool company.
I'm not cool.
They kicked me when I was down.
Right.
Not cool.
You already have a broken toe.
Right. That was partially my fault.
Now you got... Yeah, you just got fished.
I got fished.
Next on the JV show, we got to talk about what this person did with their dog at the grocery store.
What'd they do?
That sounded like they did some type of act with the dog.
We're not talk like about that. What this person it's nothing did like with that. Their dog at the grocery store.
I didn't mean it like that, but there is something that this person did, and it's sparking a debate online. Jessel laid out for us coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. A quick reminder: 8:25 this morning, we have your tickets for Post Malone. Woo! We're going to be at Oracle Park. That's going to be such a good show. Love me some Post Malone.
Yes.
Jess, what do you have?
Okay, so a photo of a dog sitting inside a shopping cart at a supermarket has sparked a debate, you guys. First, go to JV Morning Show because this is the photo that everybody is going crazy for.
And we do
have a poll going on right there, so go cast your vote. But the question is, should pets be allowed in supermarkets? What do you guys think?
I don't mind pets in supermarkets. What I don't want is your dog sitting in the shopping cart where I put my food unless he's wearing pants.
Yeah.
That's where I draw the line.
I'm in alignment with Selena on that one.
I don't mind you bringing your dog into Safeway or whatever. That's fine.
As long as you're conscientious about it. Because if I'm trying to get my cart down the aisle and your leash is stretched across as your dog is running all over the place, like, I'm going to be kind of annoyed. Like, hey, I'm just trying to get through here. Can you tell the dog to move or move your leash or whatever? As long as you're being courteous and the dog's not, like, barking, because I'm actively getting away from the barking at my house because my dog won't shut up. And, you know, it's like, just let me shop in peace. Fine.
I think most people know that if you have a dog that doesn't really behave well in public spaces. I've never encountered that. All the dogs I see are very well behaved. I think most people know. I hope you do.
So for you guys, it's based just on the behavior of the dog, basically.
Well,
if we're talking about being just allowed in a supermarket, yes.
Allowed in general. But then the picture that we've got here at JV Morning Show on Instagram shows a dog sitting in a shopping cart.
Now, what do you guys think about that?
Here for that, because, look, I see what happens sometimes when my dog goes to the bathroom and the fur around her, you know what, is not the cleanest.
Yeah.
And the things that get accumulated in that area.
I'm sorry, but this is gross.
Butt is right there on the bottom of the cart where I'm putting my pineapple down. You know,
upside down pineapple, of course.
But still, it is then right there where the dog's butt is touching. I'm not here for that.
Yeah. So the main reason
why I don't wash my fruit when I get home, I just eat it.
No, you don't. Are you serious?
Nobody got time for that. There's none of the fruits that you just bite right into. You wash everything, like sitting there scrubbing it. You think dousing a little water on it does anything?
I mean, I wash it as much as I can with water.
I mean, I don't wash like a banana because I'm going to peel it.
Yeah.
Right.
But
I wash my watermelons, though.
You do?
No, I'm just kidding. Doesn't everyone?
What?
So a lot of the people that were against pets being allowed in supermarkets were main reason because they think it's gross. Although I do feel like a lot of the people that go into supermarkets tend to be pretty gross too.
Shots fired at grocery shoppers.
No, I mean I am a grocery shopper as well, but I'm saying we're calling pets gross when there's a lot of people that don't wash their hands and are touching your fruit.
True.
Be real.
Some people should be banned from supermarkets while we're at it. Yeah, I agree with that.
But a lot of people do think that the behavior of untrained pets that are taken to the grocery store make it tougher for people who have assistance dogs for their dogs to be allowed at certain places. Because then if dogs are not allowed at all, then it becomes tough for the people that actually need them to, you know, go into the grocery store.
Service dogs always allowed. Always.
Everywhere?
Yes.
Oh,
you bring your service dog. If it's a legit service dog, no one can tell you can't come in there with it. That is against the law.
Okay, I'm glad.
For me, it just goes back to just a bit of a cleanliness thing. Yeah, there are a million people that walk into grocery stores across the country that don't wash their hands, right? There's grossness happening all the time. And yeah, you should be I, you know, it was kind of nice during the height of the pandemic when they give you the little wipe down your shopping cart.
Yeah, did we have to stop that?
That was kind of a nice thing because I always think about that as I'm walking around the shopping cart thinking about when I get to the car, I want to eat some of this stuff that I bought, but I don't want to touch it with the hands that just touch that cart because I know the cart is gross. But I don't know. When I used to bartend, people would put their dogs up on the bar and like, oh, cute puppers wants a beer, like,
ew.
No, that's gross, get your dog off the bar top, like we don't need to do that.
I am definitely with the,
and putting them in the shopping cart is same sort of thing
that shouldn't be allowed.
You ever seen a dog wipe their butt? They don't.
No.
And that thing is
never.
That thing's right on your right where you're setting all your food.
Wait, but can you say the same thing about kids? Because kids sometimes, you know, they can go number two
the kids
wherever they're at.
Kids have pants on. They're wearing clothes. There's some layer of protection there. Unless your dog is wearing, like, a fresh new pair of Levi's or something. Like, don't sit them in the shopping cart.
Right. But it's also the same thing on their paw. You know, if people, you want, take your shoes off when you come into my house. Dogs are walking around all over the gross ground and then their feet are in your shopping cart.
Yes. That's why dogs should also wear shoes.
No, they should.
I'm here for that.
Dogs hate shoes.
Imagine the cute little rain boots with the atmospheric river that's heading in right now.
Oh, my God.
And like the water, like little flood waters are rising up.
Yes,
and
it's like splashing.
Yeah. We're so stupid.
All right, you listening, let us know what you think. Is it gross or not to allow pets in the supermarket?
Yeah, you can weigh in on the poll that's on our Instagram, JB Morning Show. Make sure you're following us, first and foremost. Everything we talk about. Almost everything is there.
Yep.
You don't want to miss, you know, anything. Or you can leave us a talkback. That talkback mic is also always open.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to today's hottest trending, we have a talkback on washing your melons. We were talking about washing fruit in a grocery store. I jokingly said I wash the outside of my watermelons. Who doesn't?
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ernesto from Concord. About the watermelon, yes, you should wash the watermelon before you eat it. Because you're cutting your watermelon on the wheelbarrow, and then after that, you put the piece of watermelon to chop it up on the same board that you're cutting it. So it's dirty. You should wash your watermelons. Restroom, wash it. So have a good day. Bye.
I never
Any
considered
thoughts on that.
Oh my God, that's a good point. Now I'm going to be paranoid. Now I have to wash my watermelons.
I don't know. I think we're doing too much. I'll chop up some raw chicken on a cutting board, and then I'll slap down some apples and cut them on that same board. It's like, what are we doing? You need to have some bacteria in your life to strengthen your immune system.
You're gross.
Okay, I don't do that, but I'm not washing the outside of a watermelon.
Like, I'm going to now.
Just for the fact that it might touch the cutting board in the same spot where I cut the thing. Like, for what? Buy organic produce, by the way. You can worry less about having to wash off all these nasty pesticides and stuff.
But then when you go through the self-checkout, don't mark organic so you get it cheaper.
Don't. Live you pack. Need to support your organic farmers.
Oh. Okay, do not pay
that.
Organic prices. Never mind. We have another talk back. We were talking about dogs in supermarkets.
Hey, I just want to respond to the dog thing. I mean, let's be honest. People, human beings, put some nasty things in their mouth, in their body, up their nose. I think the least of our worries is a little bit of germs from a dog.
I mean, he has a point.
I agree with a lot of that, but I still don't want to put my groceries right
I just don't want dog butt on my food.
You know what? You know? Let's just see.
That's true.
And maybe that's just us.
I think that's fair. Let the dog walk around the store? Sure.
Fine with that. Yep.
Yeah. Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so Denzel Washington is now walking back those same-sex kiss comments. In case you missed it, Denzel, one of the stars of Gladiator 2, he was at one of the premieres of the film, and he said, like, in an on-camera interview that he filmed a same-sex kiss for the movie, but it didn't make the final cut. He says producers got chicken, they got scared, and they cut that part out of the film, so we're never gonna get to see it. Well, then they had the LA premiere for Gladiator 2, and there was an interviewer there on the red carpet who asked the director, Ridley Scott, about the same-sex kiss.
Denzel said he kissed the man on the lips, but it didn't make the final cut.
No, that's bullshit. Oh, it was a senator.
And then someone off camera says,
we even went back and looked at the film. There was never.
Never did.
They never did.
He says there was never a same-sex kiss.
What's the senator have to do with it? Yes. It was a senator.
I don't know.
He was kissing a senator?
I guess we'll find out if we watch the movie. Okay. I have no idea. Well, then that same interviewer, he goes back and he finds Denzel and he's like, hey, the director said the kiss didn't happen.
Ridley said he never saw the kiss.
It's much ado about nothing. Right. It really is much ado about nothing. You know, they're making more of it than it was. I kissed him on his hands. I gave him a peck and I killed him.
Us gay boys want to see Denzel kissing another man.
Well, I don't have the part yet. You going to write it?
So now he's like downplaying that, oh, it wasn't a big thing. It was just a little peck.
I kissed him on the hand.
And then gave him a peck, you know, on lip. Did this kiss even happen?
It was a senator.
It's going to be one of the world's greatest mysteries now. Did he kiss another man in Gladiator too? I need to know.
It was a senator.
And who's the senator?
I don't know. I want to go back and watch Gladiator 1, though. Have you guys watched it yet, Selena?
I'm going to watch it this week because we're going to see the second one on Friday.
Yeah, you have to.
So Dave Coulier has responded to all the backlash that John Stamos is getting for wearing a bald cap. Let me give some context. Okay, if you don't know, Dave... Uncle Joey from Full House, he is diagnosed with cancer. And over the weekend, he, I guess, was spending some time with his good buddy, John Stamos. And in the picture, John is wearing a bald cap in solidarity with Dave as he, helps to shave Dave's head. And people were like, that is the fakest thing I've ever seen. Either shave your head in solidarity or just don't. Don't wear a bald cap so you can take it off right after.
Agreed.
So here's what Dave Coulier had to say about this. He said, I'm sorry to see a bunch of negative comments as I've just begun my cancer journey. It's our friendship, and this is how we are handling a very tough time. I'm a comedian, and humor is what drives me. John knows how to cheer me up, and I laughed out loud when he arrived wearing a bald cap, being a true, loving friend and brother.
I'm back on that side.
Me too.
Yeah. That is pretty funny.
As long as he finds it funny, it's funny.
Yeah, like, I guess when we saw the pictures just sort of out of context, it looked like this heartfelt, emotional moment, you know? We didn't see, like, the laughter part of it, and then it was kind of a pranky sort of thing. It was like a joke sort of thing. Again, because John Stamos had this, always has this
beautiful
glorious,
flowing
locks of hair. And then for him to walk into the room with a ball cap on, Dave Coulier was probably like, what? What happened? And then it just ends up being a ball cap. That was kind of funny. All right. I've changed my
stance. Yeah, we're back on the other side. Yep. Graham, what do you have?
Get ready for the busiest Thanksgiving travel week of all time. You've been warned because AAA, they seem to say this about every major holiday every single year, but they mean it this time. According to them, close to 80 million people will be traveling the United States for Thanksgiving, which will make it the busiest Thanksgiving travel week of all time. And I think they're defining traveling as going at least 50 miles away from home to wherever your destination should be. And this year, they're projecting that 2 million more people will be out traveling than in 2019, which is always sort of the benchmark because that was pre-pandemic. Will you guys be amongst the 80 million and traveling more than 50 miles for Thanksgiving?
I am.
Where are you going?
We are going to Boston.
What?
Oh, wow.
Since when?
Since few weeks that we've been planned.
How long are you going? Tell us about the plans. This is exciting.
We are going Wednesday through Sunday.
Nice.
Wow. And I'm going to be meeting a lot of the in-law side of the family that I haven't met before. Ooh. A lot of them I have, but it's going to be my first time out there as well.
Let me ask something Jess will understand. Are you going to be carrying around your stupid water bottle that you have to drink? Selena's on her new health kick, and we applaud that, but she's now become one of these water snobs where it's I got to drink 2 gallons by 10 a.m.
And
then she runs to the bathroom every 10 minutes. I'm like, what are we really doing here? Are you going to be doing that while you're out there in front of the new family?
I can't, not have my water.
Okay.
Who are you?
This new Selena. It's Thanksgiving. Go out, crush a couple boxes of wine each day and have fun.
No, she has to be
in her best behavior. Yes. She's going to be meeting some family that she has never met before.
No,
are you nervous?
When you hit the sauce harder.
No.
Take the edge off. You don't want to embarrass yourself, but
But that's a very fine line.
Ease the nerves
a bit.
Very
fine line.
All right, carry your jug of water. I got to drink 2 gallons of water right now.
1 gallon a day. Whatever. Don't be mad. Quit hating.
I'm not. I'm excited for your trip. That's cool. Wait, Jess, are you traveling more than 50 miles?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm going to Salinas.
That's more than 50 miles.
Yeah, but I'm going there like way before.
I don't even need to look at a map, but no, I know that's more than 50 miles.
I mean, I know that, but like on for actual Thanksgiving, no.
Yeah, but you're traveling here to there.
Yeah, but
you're
I also go there like every other weekend.
Yeah, but you're part of the 80 million.
Yeah.
Triple A is right.
Oh.
No traveling for you, Graham?
I'm going to Chico this weekend to do my family's Thanksgiving.
That's right.
So I don't know if that factors into their time window for busiest to travel. But then otherwise, we're going to Novato to my wife's family on actual Thanksgiving. And no, that is not more 50 miles.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Do we know if the rain's moved in yet?
Light rain in the North Bay, I think, right now. Oh. Light rain so far.
But drive safe, because
I'm not there, so I don't know. I'm not outside there. Yeah, but
yeah.
That's just,
yeah.
Know,
and we don't have windows in the studio, believe it or not.
No.
It's just like a dungeon.
Can't see anything.
Yeah, no.
I'll go check in the next break.
Okay. But just drive safe, because you know that rain is coming if it's not here yet. Let's get to What the Bleep. It's your chance to win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just got to be that first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the free iHeartRadio app. Here is today's clip. Listen up.
What do you use to clean the inside of your... Because I can't find anything that fits in mine.
Yeah.
Is that like a humble brag, or is that just like an actual problem?
Blessing and a curse.
Got it. All right. Take your guesses on the talkback, Mike. Like Selena said, leave us your name, your city, and your guess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks so much for hanging out with the JV Show. We're playing What the Bleep, where if and only if you are the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, you get the Chug Mug from today. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
What do you use to clean the inside of your... Because I can't find anything that fits in mine.
Whoa.
Tight squeeze in there, huh?
Yeah.
Now, as always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic. Let's go through some of your guesses now.
Hello, JV Show. It's Roxy from Newark, and I think the bleeped out word is ears. Have a great day.
Ears.
That's a very popular guess this morning. Ears. That ain't it. We all use a Q-tip in there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, what else would you use?
Well, you're not supposed to, but we all do it.
But if anything, that's...
I just don't jam it all the way in there until it hits my eardrum. I stop short of that.
Have you ever done that by accident?
Oh, yeah.
It feels weird. Hurts so bad.
Yeah. Good morning, JV Show. This is Jim from Castro Valley. My guess for the bleeped out word is flask. All right, guys. Have a good day.
That's a good guess.
That is a phenomenal guess. Yeah. Have you ever washed out the inside of a flask? There's nothing.
I've tried.
You can't clean it out. I just add more booze to it. I don't know what was in there before.
It kills the germs.
You rinse it with a little water and just add more to it. What are you going to do? You can't scrub in there.
Yeah, but at least like shake it up with soapy water or something. Mm-hmm.
Nope, that's doing too much. Alcohol kills everything.
That's gross.
Come on.
Good morning, JV Show. Andrew out of Hayward here. I think the bleeped out word this morning is AirPod. All right, you guys have a good one.
AirPod. Dang it.
There's a lot of technology with those little tiny crevices and little charging ports and all that stuff. I'm sticking safety pins in there and all sorts of stuff. And I'm
trying
like,
to get it out.
Yeah, I don't think I'm supposed to be getting the lint out this way.
I don't think so either, Graham.
Yeah.
Hey, continue to leave your guesses. What do you think that bleeped out word is?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show here playing What the Bleep? It's where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
What do you use to clean the inside of your... Because I can't find anything that fits in mine.
All right, let's see if anyone guessed today's word. To the talkbacks.
This is Bianca from Daly City, and I think the bleeped out word is water bottle. Okay, I love you guys. Have a good day.
Water bottles.
That was a very popular guess this morning. And again, anything reusable like that you can't jam a fist and a sponge into, I'm annoyed with.
Yes.
Because like, how do you really give it a good scrub?
Well, like a lot of water bottles or things like that, you can use like a bottle brush.
Or they're pretty thick up top. At least some of them.
That's what I mean. If I can't jam my fist into there.
Got it. Yeah.
Hey, this is Jessica from Alameda. I think the bleeped out word is Stanley. Thanks. Have a great day.
Stanley.
That was another popular guest this morning.
People, I feel like those are wide enough to clean it inside.
Yeah. I have a fake Stanley.
I see that.
Yes.
Can you get your whole hand inside your family?
I think so. Just kidding. I have water in there.
Oh.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lindsay from Livermore, and I think the word of the day is windowsill.
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 Windowsill. I thought that was a unique one. But you know that track on the window and all the dirt and stuff collects in there? How are you supposed to clean that thing out?
You're not supposed to,
actually. I just close the window and then you can't see it.
Morning, JV Show. TJ at Livermore here. Is the bleeped out word straws? We have a bunch of those reusable metal straws, and they're a pain. Have a good one, you guys. Bye.
Either he's standing next to a waterfall or...
like a little babbling brook or something, or is it raining really hard, or is he in the shower? I don't know.
Yeah,
but either way, you got it right.
Woo! All right, here's today's clip, unbleeped.
What do you use to clean the inside of your straws? Because I can't find anything that fits in mine.
Nope.
But I did buy the glass straws, which I recommend more because you can at least see through them. Like the metal ones, you don't know if there's a piece of food stuck in there.
That's
or whatever.
Gross.
We use those metal ones, and my wife will make smoothies for the kids, and then you find their cups, you know, hidden somewhere. They've left them for like a day or two. And that stuff turns into concrete on the inside of those straws. There's no, I don't want them to be clear because I don't, they would never drink out of the straw again knowing what's built up in there.
Ew.
We have some of those little straw brush things, but even those, I don't, you jam them in there and
it's
I'm
like
not
things
convinced.
Like that you got to wash right away.
Yeah,
I know,
if not, throw them away.
Selena, you know the thing about kids. Like they just leave stuff. And you're like,
everywhere.
Bring this stuff back to the sink. They don't ever do it. All right. We got to get some shout outs to our buddy TJ, who's currently whitewater rafting in Livermore. Woo! What's up, TJ? What's up? He had the very first correct answer this morning. Now here's where people are going to get pissed. Because a lot of people said straw. Now, the word was straws, plural, and TJ was the first person to say straws, plural. And the regular straw, non-plural community, they're upset this morning because they got their answer in before a TJ. Now, look, you guys, I stand with the straw community. We're going to have a march down at City Hall today at 1 because I asked the judges here, the fellow judges, Selena and Jess, I said, hey, are we taking straw or is it just got to be plural? And like, it's got to be plural.
It has to be the correct word.
So they're standing on that. So if you're mad at them, send them a DM, please. But I'll shout out everyone who got an answer in before TJ, but just didn't put an S on the end of it. Maria in San Jose said straw. So did Michaela in Castro Valley, also part of the non-S straw community. Aaron in Richmond had it. So did Charles in Concord. Unique Monique. What's up, Unique Monique in San Jose. Christina in Antioch. Diana in San Jose. Emily in Danville. Gabby in North San Jose. North Side!
What's up?
What's up, Gabby? Phil in Oakland. Brian in San Jose, Veronica in San Mateo, amongst a few other people that have some guesses coming in right now and all said straw.
Make
but
it
not
make
straws,
sense in the sentence.
Straws.
So close.
And
thank
again,
you.
Direct all angry messages to at
Jess,
Selena on
to
air
Selena,
or
Jess.
At it's Jess C?
No.
Oh.
At Selena on air.
No.
Okay, yeah.
My page is up. Deleted.
Oh,
it will be in 2 seconds.
A lot of people wanted that chug
you,
mug this morning.
They aren't
getting one.
Thank you everyone for playing. We appreciate every talkback that came in. Tomorrow morning, 7:05, we will do it again. TJ, check your email. Make sure you get us your info so we can get you that chug mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. It's time for the JV Show. Yep. Nope. Game. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Danielle.
Hey, Danielle. How's your morning going so far?
It's good. We're so excited. I have my kids in the car.
Hi, kids. What are their names?
Noah and Ava.
Noah and Ava. Hi back there. Danielle, where are you located? Because that atmospheric river, it's moving in.
Uh-oh. We're in Fremont.
Oh, you're
okay,
fine right
so
now.
It's not raining yet?
No, not yet. Good. But it's cold.
Yeah, it was freezing this morning.
I thought it was quite warm this morning.
Shut your mouth, Graham. Get out of here.
Yesterday was freezing, and this atmospheric river is bringing more warm temperatures.
It doesn't feel like it.
No, I was cold. All right, Danielle, let's see if you can win some tickets to
the California Academy of Sciences. This is a family four-pack.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so we're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct, and the tickets are yours. Here's question number 1. In Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, who does Charlie bring with him to tour the Wonka Candy Factory?
Oh, his grandpa.
Yep.
I mean, we're looking for Grandpa Joe. Grandpa Joe!
Still
grandpa
the same
Joe.
Thing.
Love Grandpa Joe. He was great. It's like, that dude's been living in a bed for like 40 years. He hasn't walked. And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to walk to go to the candy factory. Like, make that make sense. Like, how long was he living in the bed with the three other grandparents? All right, question number two. When Neil Armstrong first set foot on the moon, allegedly, he famously said, "That's one small step for a man, one giant leap for
mankind."
Yep. Yeah.
You said allegedly.
I didn't say
Please
that.
Please explain. I didn't say that. I think I did hear that.
I'm just saying when they shot that scene in the movie, that's
right.
What he said. Because
yeah,
it was on a stick.
I saw that.
It was a set.
Uh-huh. question number three. Danielle, in pool, what color is the cue ball?
White.
Yep.
Yeah.
These are easy, easy ones. You've already won the game. You don't even need this one. Question number four. The Last Frontier is the nickname given to what U.S. state? The Last Frontier.
Oh, I don't know. Wyoming.
Nope.
That actually sounds like it would be called that.
Kind of. Yeah, Wyoming. No one cares. Alaska. The Last Frontier up there in Alaska.
But it's all right because you stole one. Who cares? Woo! You guys.
Thank you. Oh, my God. We listen to you guys every morning. I tell my son, I've got a call.
And now you got through and you got four tickets to the California Academy of Sciences.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. You're so welcome. And Noah and Ava back there. Coolest mom ever. Hang on for those tickets. Have a great rest of your day. Oops, sorry.
And
just... I hung up on her.
Oh, no.
Disrespect.
No.
Hey, let's take the heat off of me. Graham, we have some shout-outs.
We do. I got one that says another mom sliding on into your DMs for a birthday shout-out to Logan Joseph for his 7th birthday. We listen to you guys every day on our way to school to warm up our brains with your trivia game. She says, I've been listening since the Wild 107 days. That is a long, long time.
OG listening. Thank you.
Happiest birthday to our smart, funny, and kind birthday boy. We love you so much and hope you have the best birthday ever. That's from Mom, Dad, Sister Hayden, and the cutest pup ever, Berkeley. That's debatable. Haven't seen the dog. My dog's cuter. That's from Mom, Ashley. So happy birthday, Logan Joseph.
Who gives
happy birthday.
Hope you have a great day. Another DM here says, tomorrow's my sister Ruth's birthday. That's today. Please wish her a happy birthday around 7:40. Oh, that's pretty close. Thank you. And that is from Melody. So happy birthday, Sister Ruth.
Who gives a fart?
And one more here. It says, hey, Graham, can you please give my daughter Haley a belated birthday shout out? She turned 9 yesterday. She's the most sweet, kind, and thoughtful person, and also the biggest Swiftie. Mommy, Daddy, and Wesley love her so much. And that's from Mom Christina. So happy belated birthday to Haley.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point.
That's true.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, this is Janelle from Oakland. I work in the medical field, so I have to leave the house pretty early. I am with Graham. I was expecting it to be super frosty like it was in the previous mornings, but today it was surprisingly warmer than it has been.
And then we're going to talk more about the weather coming up here and trending, but Selena, I checked the overnight low in Napa, which the previous nights, I mean, bundle up, frost on all the roofs and everything. Last night's low, 54.
Wow, that's not bad.
I'm telling you, I walked out this morning prepared to just get punched in the face by the cold, and I was like, it's actually like, it's pretty mild out.
I still felt punched in the face.
Me too. I was like, I felt really cold this morning.
It was substantially warmer than it has been.
Maybe you're right. You know, and everyone knows I am cold-blooded. So
you are. You most definitely are.
Hottest phase trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Post Malone headlining Coachella. Yes! How do we feel about this?
I'm here for
it. Here for it. I am too. Not that I'm going to go. I'll never go.
Right.
But I think he is a good fit. So Coachella is going down the weekend of April 13th and the weekend of April 20th. Post Malone is the first person to come from the lineup. He has done Coachella before back in 2018. And a lot of people think that this is just a sign that they're going to start, you know, slowly but surely unveiling the full lineup probably before the new year, which is honestly earlier than they've ever done before. But that's probably because ticket sales have not been doing so well, you know, the past couple of ones.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to see what they do. Is Coachella still 2 weekends? Maybe they combine it and scale it down to just 1 weekend?
They got 2 weekends scheduled.
Oh, yeah. That's where they might be going wrong.
Yeah.
Ticket sales are down. Maybe you pack the lineup and just make it a 1 weekend thing like it started out originally and problem solved.
Right. That's actually a good idea.
How do you guys feel about Lady Gaga? Because I heard she might be one
of them. Is there rumors?
Yeah, there's rumors she might be another one. And I forgot the third person.
I think she'd be huge. I think those are really good names.
Those are, I mean, definitely good headlining.
Yeah.
They're good headlining names.
But also, I mean, do you really want to spend all that money when we have your tickets to see Post Malone at Oracle Park?
825, got your chance to win.
And that's pretty cool because that's the last stop on his tour is right here in San Francisco. So you're going to see like the final show of his tour, which is awesome.
I love the name of his tour. It's a big ass stadium tour.
Nice.
Which is what it is.
Yeah.
All right. So Lamar Odom just confirmed that he got a sex doll made to look like Khloe Kardashian, but he did it for his mental health. So he was on a podcast.
You want to talk on the mic and do a little podcast?
And they asked him about this doll.
Like when you're really thinking about it, like a doll, but then you think about like mental health and how important that is.
A sex doll that looks like your wife is about mental health.
For me, it would be. Yeah, for me, it would be. It's sick, but I think we're all a little off, a little weird.
Does it look like her?
Yeah, they're going to make it to look like her.
This is so disturbing.
I don't like that we can just lump anything now, anything, and just be like, well, you know, mental health, you know. I want to bring my alligator on a plane, you know, because, you know.
Mental health.
Mental health, and I want to get a doll that looks like my ex, because, you know. It's mental health.
Mental health.
You can't argue that. You can't be like, if that's good for your mental health, then that good for him. If it's good for his mental health, then I'm happy for him.
But like, or what? Like, what does that say? So if he didn't have this doll, would you be like hiding outside her house in the bushes or something? Like,
oh, good point.
Do you
maybe.
Know what I mean? Like,
but what about her mental health knowing he has a doll that looks exactly like her?
That's a good point. Weird. We're not thinking about her mental health.
Yeah. This is so, I don't like it. I don't like it. It just seems wrong all the way around.
But isn't it better than him being a stalker or something?
I guess.
But I think you do you. If that's his what he's into,
why not? I'm getting a restraining order.
For the doll?
Yes.
My client, she's sitting right here. I know she looks like Khloe, but it's not actually her.
Get the doll.
She would like to file a restraining order. Lamar's like, I own her.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, here we go. Today is the day that the bomb cyclone and atmospheric river begin their pounding of the Bay Area. I think we pretty much luckily just sort of on the outer band of this whole thing because the Pacific Northwest, parts of Oregon and Washington, they're going to be really the areas that get bent over that by this big thing. In the suburbs of Seattle, the winds, high rain, they've already sent countless trees crashing down, so much so they were advising residents, do not go outside at all. Sadly, one person was killed when a tree fell on a homeless campment already. And like thousands of people are without power in some of those Seattle suburbs. So the storm is really focused up there. Again, we're catching sort of the outer band of this. As for what we're going to see here in the Bay Area, the rain's already begun in the North Bay. And that's where the bulk of it is going to stay for the next few days. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have widespread rain across the Bay Area, but the rain totals are likely going to be drastically different from very small totals in areas like San Jose to what places in Santa Rosa are likely to record, which could be in the neighborhood of 7 inches by Friday.
Wow.
We know 7 inches, that sounds pretty satisfying if you ask me, but that much rain that quick could have cause some flooding. So we have flood warnings in effect for certain parts of the North Bay. The atmospheric river looks like it's going to stall out a little bit and deliver some rain all the way through Monday. So it is going to be wet for a while.
Wet from my butt.
Yeah, wet from my butt. Yeah, so just get ready. Yeah, get ready.
Yeah, and drive safe.
And make sure you're out, like, make sure you're wearing the appropriate gear. Jess is wearing some special boots today.
My teal stow boots, of course.
She's got those on. And, be careful.
Yes, everyone, please drive safe. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, that was awful. That was so bad.
That was really creepy.
That was so bad. Sing it again, Graham.
I want to be next.
Ooh, it's just getting worse. Oh, my God. Stop. That was Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Wednesday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Don't forget, we have your Post Malone tickets coming up 8:25. He's going to be here at Oracle Park on his big-ass stadium tour. So he's performing at a big-ass stadium. That's what he's doing here in the city. There is a class action lawsuit that's been filed against Netflix. Some guy named Ronald Denton out of Florida filed this on Monday, and he has other people, I guess, wanting to sue with him. He wants to sue Netflix because of the horrible quality that he was given while trying to watch the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight.
The streaming quality or the quality of the fight?
The streaming quality, not the quality of the fight.
Okay,
you can't sue Netflix over that. He says that he, along with a lot of other viewers, they were faced with legendary problems, including no access, streaming glitches, and buffering issues. He says because of this, Netflix, you technically breached your contract there. You're supposed to be providing us a certain, you know, quality of streaming, among other things. And he's asking for an unspecified amount of damages.
Are you with it?
No. Should this be allowed?
Why not? I'm paying for a service. You didn't provide the service.
I just feel like this happens all the time with, like, the internet. Are we going to start suing, like, Google when it's down?
We should.
I don't know if you can do that.
I have often wondered when, in, you know, if you pay a cable TV provider, or internet provider, or whoever, those days where that sucker crashes and goes out, shouldn't I, because I pay you a lot of money each month, and on the days where no service is provided, shouldn't you credit me back with those days? Like,
yes, hey, that's actually a good point.
Hey, we're sorry. We didn't provide you the service that you're paying for on these days. We're going to give your money back. Do they ever do that?
No.
Because they're greedy SOBs. But I think it's complete BS. I'm sure there's some fine print in whatever contract I've signed that excludes them from any liability on that. But that's the way that it should be. On a day that I am paying you for a service and you don't provide that service, give me my money back. Sure, it might be $3 or whatever. I don't care. It just acknowledge that you didn't hold up your end of the bargain that day.
I'm with that.
I agree too.
Netflix, if they drop the ball on this one, as ridiculous as this, I'm not with any of these class action lawsuits and I think they're frivolous, but I think on a day that you don't provide a service that I am paying a subscription for, I'm sorry. You got to credit it back. And if Netflix wants to credit you back the 38 cents for the 2 hours of that fight or whatever it comes out of your month, if you aggregated the minutes and divide your monthly bill, if you want to give everyone 38 cents back, do it.
Because to your point, Selena, we can't really sue Google or like all of those, like, I guess, internet services, because we're not paying for Google. We're not paying for like Instagram. We're not paying for Twitter when all of those are down.
Well, I guess I didn't mean Google. I meant like the internet provider.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So that's exactly what Graham had already explained. I don't know. Suing Netflix, though, because the stream was slow and I'm trying to watch the fight. I don't know. It just seems a little outlandish to me.
Even you, lover of frivolous lawsuits?
Yes.
Which is a bit shocking to me. I don't know. I also think like Netflix, like you knew a massive wave of tune-ins was happening. Like you had to have been prepared to handle 10 times the traffic that you did. You know the volume is going to be so high. You have to be prepared. You cannot, especially on a marquee event and people are logging in and it's buffering and then the quality's trash. Like this is your debut as the takeover for the days of pay-per-view. You cannot drop the ball.
Yeah, and they did.
You can't.
Was yours that bad? I don't feel like me, and we were watching it on a phone. I don't think it was that bad. Maybe it had to like buffer for a couple seconds once, maybe twice.
We were at Dave & Buster's and the feed seemed flawless, but maybe they've got some crazy Dave & Buster's internet that I don't know about or something. I don't know. Maybe they logged in early and everything was working fine. Can we go back to the fight a little bit? Because I'm kind of changing my opinion about it a little bit.
About the ring girls?
Oh, my opinion's always been the same about them.
We forgot to talk about that on Monday. Holy bazoomers all in your face. What?
The zoomers were zooming.
Anyways, what were you going to say?
A lot of people, when we talked about the fight, I had said, look, Tyson just looked ancient. He looked 100 years old. Watch their footwork. You know what was going to happen in that fight. Mike Tyson could barely move. He was so tired. And everybody felt duped because we saw the training videos of Mike Tyson and he looked ferocious. And I cautioned people, look, he looks ferocious in a six second spurt, but that's because that's all you're seeing and it's out of context. But we didn't see that at all during that fight. He didn't give us one ferocious burst at all. And even the thing that I noticed, other than him tripping on his walkout, he didn't look angry. He didn't look like he wanted to fight. He looked like an old man walking in to try to find his seat on an airplane. Like, where am I? Can someone tell
me
where I'm supposed
to go?
Can someone
point me to the ring?
He didn't look amped up or ferocious or angry, and that's the Tyson that we all knew. On fight day, that dude would kill anything. He'd eat your babies, bite your ears. You know, we were waiting for that Tyson. He wasn't there. He was like a muzzled dog. And I see Michael Irvin and some other sports guys saying it was in his contract. There was a contract that he wasn't allowed to throw any uppercuts during the fight. And they had a contract and it was fixed. And you see some of the clips going around on social media where Mike Tyson, you're going, well, clearly he could have punched him right there and he didn't. And again, these are little snippets of the fight taken out of context, and I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy, but there were definitely those moments when you look at him isolated. Again, it's isolated. He may have been too tired to throw that punch, but there's some times where it looked like, man, I should uppercut this dude, and he just didn't do it. Whether he was too tired or whether there was a contract, I don't know. I'm starting now to let that contract talk creep in because there's been a lot of notable people saying that this was in the contract, and
I think Tyson
looked like he looked during that fight and pre-fight, he looked like a muzzled dog, knowing he can't get it. He's not going to be able to really, really flip that switch and go crazy fight mode. I don't think he had much crazy fight mode in him because he's 58, but I don't think he was allowed to really flip that switch. I'm leading towards...
I agree with that 100%.
I think it was a combination of both. Age, father time is undefeated. I don't think he... Even if he flipped the switch, he still might not have won the fight. But I think that there may have been something preventing him because he didn't. Uppercut is Mike Tyson's signature punch. And I don't think he threw a single one of them.
But you know what? Even before the fight, Graham, you did kind of throw that out there that although we want to see Mike Tyson go out there and totally dominate, you know, this is Jake Paul's production company that's putting the fight on. They're the ones that signed this major deal with Netflix. You even said this is probably going to be some type of like passing of the torch.
Yep.
From Mike down to Jake.
Yep, which I think it was, and I think it was too. I think we were all bamboozled. I mean, we were bamboozled into watching that fight because it was trash. Either way, like if you were really going to stage this thing out, like make it a little more
exciting.
At least
we didn't pay pay-per-view money for it.
Make it a little more exciting and make it like, you know.
That's true though.
Make Jake Paul comes back at the in the last round and knocks Tyson down. You know, like give us some fireworks if you're going to script this thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know where I land, but I just, you see the clips and now you see more people chiming in about this supposed contract. And I don't know.
Yeah, I heard the same thing.
I just, whatever it is, I don't like it. Top to bottom, I'm still mad about it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. I want everybody, if you have not already seen this pickleball video, it is up at the JV, at JV Morning Show. I was going to say the JVshow.com.
No one uses websites anymore.
Although people wish we would. I get a lot of DMs about that. JV Morning Show on Instagram. It's on our story. You can see this video. It's a 2-on-2 pickleball match. And apparently pickleball is full of trash talk and emotion. Who knew? I thought it was a bunch of old people trying not to break their
hair. Yeah, these are like gym bros.
These are gym bros.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Well, you see, what you'll see in the video is the two guys, they win on match point, and they are fired up that they won. Yeah! And as they go to the net to exchange the post-match pleasantries with the other side, I guess, I don't know if it's customary in pickleball to like hit your, do you call it a racket? A paddle? You hit your paddle together. And the one dude that's so juiced up, he kind of smacks the paddle out of the other guy's hand. Now, this is the guy that just won. He smacks the paddle out of the loser's thing. But then he reaches over the net to go pick it up for him. He realizes like, whoa, I shouldn't have knocked that out of his hand. And as he's leaning over the net to pick up this, his opponent's paddle, that opponent kicks him straight in the face.
Knocks him out.
It's a hard, hard kick to the face. We posted that with our own poll, and it said, did he deserve that kick to the face? Because he was sort of trash-talking and being not a good sport about the win. And 23% of our listeners said, yes, he deserved that kick to the face. 73% said no. Those percentages don't really add up, but... shouldn't that be different? But whatever.
The other half or whatever hasn't voted yet.
I didn't know if there was another option, but 73 plus 23 does not equal 100 by my math.
Oh, mine says 77.
That would make a lot more sense. 77. These were the percentages our pollster just gave to me prior to coming on. But
wow.
I guess I wanted us to post that poll because when I saw this video on Twitter, the comments below seemed to... Now, Twitter is a bit of a cesspool of, you know, trash talk and all sorts of just garbage. But the comments on this video seem to overwhelmingly favor the guy that delivered the kick. And I was shocked by this. Selena, your opinion, please.
No, he should not have done that. I don't think that guy deserved the attack. It was clearly an accident. He hit it harder than he should have. He was hyped up because he won and he even tried to pick it back up.
I am with you.
Jess,
I mean? Your thoughts on the pickleball kick.
I agree. I mean, a kick to the face just for a paddle, I'm sorry, but it's not that big of a deal.
Someone needs to remind these guys, it's pickleball you're playing.
It's just a game.
You're playing pickleball. Calm down. Now, as somebody who is very competitive, I understand getting heated at particularly in a moment when the guy that just beat you is talking smack. That does enrage you if you're a very competitive person. And I feel like that has no place. But the thing that I feel like has no place whatsoever is kicking someone in the face when they're defenseless. Now, look.
Pickleball.
If you want to fight this guy, and I never condone violence, you need to begin your own trash talk and square up and fight each other. You cannot take a cheap shot, a sucker punch, or kick someone. If you are the type of person, and if you're listening to the show, and you're the type of person when someone is on the ground and you run up there and kick them, I think they need to change assault laws, and you should be the person that's given the most serious, harsh punishment because you are a coward. You are the lowest of the low. I hate people that take cheap shots. I hate it. I don't condone violence of any kind, but if two guys want to fight each other, go for it.
Agree.
You two guys go square up and punch each other. I don't care. But the second you kick someone when they're on the ground and you're not even the one involved in the fight, you run up and kick them, and we see these in these fight videos between Niners fans and Raiders fans, and there's always people taking cheap shots.
Right.
I hate you. I cannot stand people that do that. And that's what this guy did in this video. Yeah. Let his emotions get the best of him. And he kicks a guy that's not even looking in the face.
Right.
Whether or not you think this guy deserved it, you can't do that.
Go check out the video, JV Morning Show, on our Instagram.
I had to get that rant off my chest.
I'm glad you did, Graham. Do you feel better?
That is my, if I had to rank the things that make me the most angry of all the things, that is near the top of the list. People that take cheap shots, kick people when they're down, or sucker punch people in fights. They're, you know, two guys are talking smack and someone comes from the side and hits the you cannot do that. Mm-hmm. And I think those people should face the most serious charges. I think you should get damn near an attempted murder charge because you can seriously injure somebody doing that. This guy kicking someone in the face like that.
Yeah, I mean, wonder.
You could send this guy to, I'm shocked.
Maybe I wonder what his injuries were like after.
I think in the video on the comments it said he is okay. But I mean, that dude was out.
Like, didn't look like it.
He was not doing well after that.
So that's on our Instagram again, JV Morning Show. Make sure you follow us. Check out our story for everything we talk about here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about a pickleball fight.
Yeah,
you can check out this video, JV Morning Show.
Yeah, it's gone very viral. It's at JV Morning Show on our story on Instagram. Losing pickleball player kicks another pickleball player in the face. And I was appalled at the number of comments saying, well, yeah, this guy had it coming to him. And they were supporting the kick. I guess that's where we're at in society.
Good morning, JV Show. So rewatching the video, I noticed that the winner actually extends his hand for a handshake, but the sore loser uses his paddle for some reason, and so the other guy like gives it a high five or something, and he accidentally knocks it out of his hand, and then he tries to pick it back up to be nice, but then he gets kicked in the face. Like, why? He definitely got his feelings hurt over pickleball. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's
anyway, that's all. Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you for that.
That's the biggest takeaway here. It was a pickleball game, guys. Pickleball. It's pickleball.
It's just ridiculous.
There's no fighting in pickleball.
So the YouTuber that smoked her dad's ashes, you guys know who Rosanna Pansino is, or Ro Pansino.
Obviously.
I feel like I've heard of her. Her name sounds familiar.
No clue.
I know who she is because she does a lot of content with your ex, Rebecca Zamolo, Graham.
That was not my, not my ex.
You guys went on a date.
We went to lunch one time.
It was a lunch date.
It was not.
Back in your college days.
No.
Ooh. Was it just you and her?
Total misclassification. Yeah. We had salads. Come on.
It's still a lunch date.
You dated a celebrity?
Yeah, no. He dated Rebecca Zamolo. Look her up on YouTube. Okay. Millions of followers. Will you look up how many subscribers she has right now?
You guys are idiots.
Anyway, she does a lot of videos with Ro Pansino. That's how I know who she is because my daughter, who I've been banned about talking about on the show.
Whoops.
My alleged daughter, if I were to have a 12-year-old, used to
which
watch.
Which you don't.
Yeah, don't anymore. Yeah. She used to watch these videos heavily. Yes, Jess.
17.3 million subscribers.
That's Rebecca's
on YouTube. Yep.
How much money is that a year?
That's a lot of money.
Millions, Graham.
Millions a year?
Could have had that. If you continue dating her.
I do not want any part of that.
Anyway, so back to Ro Pansino. She debuted the first episode of this new podcast. Just listen to this.
So to start this episode, I want to tell you guys about my dad's dying wish. Before he passed, he told me and my mom what he would like us to do with his ashes. And at first, my mom was a little bit hesitant because she thought, this is kind of hippie, you know, this is, people are going to judge us. But as time's gone on, and it's been 5 years now, we just really think that it's the right time to do what Dad wanted.
We're definitely judging because listen to what his final wish was.
He told me and my mom that he would like us to take his ashes, mix it in with some soil, and grow a marijuana plant and smoke him.
And you see her actually smoking, at least what she says, is her dad's ashes. And she's like, I can't believe I'm doing this, but it's time to fulfill this dying wish. He died of leukemia, by the way, 5 years ago.
Man.
Oh, I couldn't.
I'm here for it.
No, you're not.
It's a man's last dying wish. He wanted that, and they fulfilled it.
This is up there with that lady that ate her late husband's ashes. God. Do you remember that viral lady? She was on, like, My Strange Addiction, like, years ago.
Yeah.
That show. This is up there with that.
But was that the dying wish, to be eaten?
Probably not.
I think she was just being weird, and that's why we went on board with that one. But this one, he's talking about being returned to the earth.
No, return to the earth is plant a tree. We'll put you back into the earth. Smoking you is different.
But how do you, what part of you, I get that the headline, the smoke, the dad's ashes, that makes it sound like they took a tobacco pipe and stuffed some ashes in there and lit it and smoked it. Like, that's not what happened. The plant grew out of the same dirt that ashes were in. And let me just give you guys just, one tiny spoiler alert, because this, planet has been around for billions of years. Do you think the soil that all the crops you've grown on, nothing's died there before? Spoiler alert, something has. That is what soil is. It's decomposing living organic matter, whether it be leaves and sticks and trees, or animals, humans, dinosaurs. There's dead parts of stuff that in everything you've ever eaten ever in your life is grown out of
that
soil.
Well, then I'm never eating again.
But it doesn't mean the ashes. Do you think the ashes went up came into the roots of the marijuana plant and then came up into the buds?
His spirit did.
No, they did. It grew from his ashes.
Maybe his spirit or his soul did, if that's the kind of thing you believe. And then what's the big deal? That was his last dying wish.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'd 100%. I'd smoke some of her dad's ashes if she wanted me to. Because you're not actually smoking the ashes. You're just smoking weed.
I would rather smoke somebody else's dad than my own. Because smoking my own dad, I cannot do that to him.
There were a lot of pole jokes in there that I didn't drop in there. I just kept that out.
You know what I'm talking about.
You guys wouldn't, imagine it's your family member or your partner or whoever, and it is their last dying wish for you to do this. Again, take the headline out of it, because the headline doesn't accurately describe what's happening. And Jess, you said yourself, you wanted to be turned into a tree. So you mean your man plants a tree, and let's just say it's a pear tree, and one day he walks along and eats one of those pears. You guys would be like, oh my God,
you don't eat
a pear from that tree.
You're okay with that?
So
what's the
difference? Ashes were in the soil.
No, you're right.
So why is it different for you?
It's the exact same.
Now I'm back on the other side. Yeah.
It's the exact same thing.
You made me open my eyes, Graham. Thank you.
Mark, can you write this down? This is the first day Jess has ever agreed with me on anything. Write this down in the journal. It's the 20th of November, 2024.
It's 7:42 a.m.
I want to get this made into a little plaque and put it in a shadow box.
It's a big day. Big day for us.
And then smoke it maybe another day.
And then we'll smoke it. Good idea. And also,
I'm not here for it. Smoking somebody's ashes, I can't.
Look, when I'm gone, you do whatever you want with my ashes, because guess what? I'm not there. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
That's no fun.
You want to sprinkle my ashes in the toilet here on 340 Townsend Street? I don't care.
What's
I
your favorite stall? We'll make sure to do that for you.
It's the first one.
The first stall.
Yeah, you never go.
You guys could use that one. That'd be great.
Okay.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So more big names going to be headlining Coachella. We talked about this a little earlier this morning when we talked about Post Malone being announced as headliner. Coachella, by the way, is in April, the weekend of the 13th, and then the weekend of the 20th. Well, listen to these other names that have just been announced. Travis Scott has secured a special guest spot where he is going to be closing out the show one of the nights. Jess, this is a name that you brought up, Lady Gaga.
So this is confirmed?
Confirmed.
From what I've seen this morning, nice. Lady Gaga is confirmed for Coachella. Also, Green Day will be headlining.
That's big.
I feel like these are really big names. This might actually do okay.
I think they've seen the news stories. They've seen their own books and seen ticket sales weren't as robust as they've been in years past. And I bet you they're getting paid at the highest, you know, like this is the highest dollar amount ever paid to Coachella performers. Like, I bet you they're having
Beyonce type money.
Yeah, I bet you they're having to pay extra, extra money to make this lineup huge.
Are you guys a little surprised that Sabrina Carpenter is not headlining? Or do you guys not think that she's maybe like...
I think she would have been a good fit.
I think she'd be a good fit if they could,
it's a great show.
If they could get her, if she wanted to do it, I know, you know, they would, they would want her.
That's true.
I do think she performed last year. I don't know if I'm remembering correctly. I think she did perform, but I think as a headliner, it would be huge.
Maybe they just don't want people like back to back, you know, do you know what I mean? So maybe wait a while. But I think she'd be great for this year. I mean, she's had so much success just this year alone. Diddy has groupies behind bars.
Oh, God.
As much as I think this is kind of funny, it's also really gross considering the things that Diddy is being accused of. Mm-hmm. So this is according to someone who is in the same unit as Diddy. He said that there are groupies in there like fighting over who gets to do special little things for Diddy, like make his bed. And then whoever gets to do that little task for him, the other inmates will get like mad and jealous because they wanted to be Diddy's friend and make his bed and bring him this or do that for him.
Oh, wow.
It's got to be motivated by money, right? You assume Diddy's going to take care of you on the outside, right?
I think so. I mean, what else could it be?
Or they're just legit groupies. You just want to be near someone that powerful.
You're trying to cozy up to a celebrity, a rich, famous celebrity. We see this, and we see this in the outside world all the time. It's just a little different. Well, yeah, when it's in,
it's just weirder in jail.
In jail, but they're obviously not usually rubbing elbows with somebody that famous.
True. One more quick thing. I told you yesterday how the feds raided Diddy's cell, and they took notes that he wrote for his legal team, things about certain witnesses and strategies for the upcoming trial. Well, a judge said yesterday in a Manhattan federal court that prosecutors have to get rid of those notes. That they can't really use those because it's attorney-client privilege. Ooh. So those will not be able to be used against him. Graham, what do you have?
All right, just a big reminder that the bomb cyclone and atmospheric river have teamed up to pound the Bay Area, particularly the North Bay. So if you're driving this morning or, I guess, over the next several days, it looks like, again, the North Bay is going to bear the brunt of this storm. So just be careful. They say there are several North Bay schools that are closed already in anticipation of these storm impacts. Look, these schools are farther north and along the Sonoma coast. We'll see. Every time the Bay Area seems to overreact a little bit. You know, we had Stormageddon 1, Stormageddon 2, and Stormageddon 3. I guess this could be Stormageddon 4. And some of those years, like, we're closing schools and we're shutting down the roads and we're doing things. And then it's like, we go outside and there's just a teensy little drizzle.
Yeah.
And like, what are we doing? So it remains to be seen if this thing develops fully. Now, this bomb cyclone has already impacted areas, Pacific Northwest, you know, Oregon and Washington, the Seattle area, and it is pounding. It is a big storm up there. We're on the outer band of it, so we're not really sure what we're going to get, but there will be a lot of widespread rain. Will it be Stormageddon 4? Don't know yet.
So just carry an umbrella just in case.
Carry an umbrella. Be safe, particularly if you're driving. And one more quick thing. The votes are finally all tallied, you guys, from our recent election here in California. Well, almost all the way tallied, at least enough that the Associated Press is finally able to project a winner for Prop 32. This was the proposal. It's known as the Living Wage Act. It would have required California's minimum wage to go to $18 an hour. And we know California's current minimum wage, $16 an hour, and $20 an hour for fast food workers, but it would have made employers that have 26 or more employees increase to $17 an hour immediately and then $18 an hour by January 1st. And this was narrowly shot down. The AP has projected this will not pass. Why are we voting against our own interests again?
I don't understand that part.
Why can someone... Why? Why do we not want, we're in the highest cost of living state, one of, if not the most, and we don't want our people to make more money so they have more
so they
money
can
to
actually
spend on things
live
and spend at your business and do things? Why do we, the fact that this thing narrowly loses is shocking to me, but let's vote against our own self-interest, people.
Right. Sorry. Right. Well, smart. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You know, this is something we do every Wednesday morning. Our cool or not list. We throw some things out and we ask, is that cool or not. Who would like to go first?
Over here. Pick me. What do you guys think? Cool or not? All these celebrity look-alike contests. Ooh. These things have been everywhere. We saw the Timothée Chalamet one. There was a Dev Patel one here in San Francisco recently. We've seen a Zayn Malik one. There's talks of a Zendaya one happening in Oakland. The celebrity look-alike contests are sweeping the nation. Cool or not?
I think it's cool.
Cool, but I think some of them don't look alike.
Well, that's what makes it funny.
I guess, like, I'm with it, but it's cool and it's funny, and there's really, you know, most of these winners get, like, $50 prize, you know, and some, like, weird, you know, item or something. It is funny. I'm just, like, wondering why this is the phenomenon that's sweeping the nation, I guess, is the thing I can't, like, fully wrap my head around.
Yeah, I don't have an answer as to why, other than maybe people are just, like, really bored.
Yeah.
But I think it is funny. I especially love the Timothée Chalamet one when he, like, actually showed up. Like,
that part was cool.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
I wish the celebrities would, once they got wind that they were doing one of them, like, they would go and make their way out and make an appearance, like, or try to enter undercover.
Yes.
To see if they would win their own one, like, go in disguise.
What if they didn't? That's hilarious.
That would be pretty funny. But some of the names, you know, for some of these ones that have been going around, I'm like, I don't even know who that person is. You know, like, I'm like, they're doing a lookalike contest for, I gotta look up who this person is because I don't know. So,
but when you do know, it's good.
Yeah, that's true. You know. Okay, what about this, though? Cool or not? A doppelganger that has an OnlyFans. How would you feel if you were a celebrity and your doppelganger happened to do adult content?
Like, there's a Britney Spears one and she's dancing around in a bikini.
Are they
with
doing
knives?
It as you?
Oh, wait.
Well, they dress up like you. So there's an Ariana Grande doppelganger. Her name is Paige Niemann. Now, her pages have been banned, so I can't confirm this, but I saw somebody online talking about how she had an OnlyFans link in her bio, and she straight up looks like Ariana Grande.
I think I've seen her
dresses
before.
Dresses like her, and basically through every phase that Ariana Grande has gone through, so has she, because she has just stayed in that character. How would you feel? Because
should that be allowed?
Like you, well, in this case, Ariana, and if she's doing online content, then you know she's making money off of your face.
There's been celebrity lookalikes, celebrity impersonators for as old as time, and that has been a thing, and they were making money.
I'm not mad at her impersonating her and making a living off of that. But now when you're doing adult content as that person.
But you're not saying you're the person. Everyone just knows you look just like them.
But that video or photo taken out of context, someone screenshots it and it gets posted somewhere, and you look exactly like Ariana Grande, people are going to think it's her.
The AI thing has already got that lane.
That's
true. And they're already doing it better.
Leave it to AI.
They're doing it better, Selena. Yeah. So if somebody like mildly looks like someone or look like you, do you. Go make your money.
I'm not here for this, yeah.
Don't care.
Not cool.
It seems very wrong. Cool or not, tomato wine.
The hell is that?
So apparently Pizza Hut, excuse me.
Here we go.
They have
Pizza Hut.
Yeah, they revealed, or I guess unveiled, some wine that they released yesterday. You can only get it online through some like Kansas-based wineries website or something like that. But they've teamed up to create tomato wine, and it is reminiscent of a perfectly baked pizza crust. It's meant to taste like pizza.
Is it made from fermented tomatoes? Like, is it tomato wine? Do you know what I mean? Like, they can make wine out of other... You can make wine out of other fruit and stuff. It doesn't have to be made out of grapes. Is it tomato
That's
wine?
That's a good question.
Or is it wine with the essence of pizza crust and tomato in
it? I think it might be wine with the essence of pizza wine... pizza and tomato and crust and all that in there.
Pizza Ooh. Hut, this is not...
Oh, good. Correction. Not. It's made from ripe, juicy tomatoes and infused with natural basil. There you
See,
go.
See, there you go.
Answer.
So you can... I mean, you
Actual
can,
tomato wine.
You
Are
can
you,
ferment damn near anything.
Are you here for that? That sounds disgusting.
It does not sound good. It sounds gross. Nobody out pizzas the hut. Stick to the pizza. Pizza Hut.
But don't you love pizza and you love wine? Why does it seem like such a bad thing?
I do love both those things.
I want to drink pizza.
But I've never been a big, like, I need a glass of wine while I eat pizza. I don't know. That combo doesn't really do it for me. I love both those things.
Separate, but separately. I can see that.
Not cool.
Not cool, Pizza Hut.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.